In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
It may be hard for some of us to admit at times, but it is still true nonetheless that there are certainly times in our lives where that we face situations and we need help. And it can be hard sometimes to ask for help when we really do need help. We can only live independent of help for so long. At some point, we reach the end of our own capabilities, and we need to turn to someone who has abilities that we are lacking. If it's true in regards to the people in our lives, how much more true is it when it comes to our relationship with God? We often live our lives in an independent fashion. We go through life functioning as though God does not exist, as though God doesn't exist. We may believe that it's true that God exists, but we function in our life as though it's not the case at all, because we often fail to give God the proper thanks for the things he's accomplished in our lives and given to us. We fail to call upon God in those moments when we need help, when we need grace. We forget that God is right there and able to help us in our time of need. As human beings, we have that deep inner need to connect with our Creator. It's part of our being created in God's image. We can try to deny it, we can try to suppress it, but the reality remains the same, that this is simply part of our human composition. It cannot be changed. And part of what we need to do in recognizing this is acknowledge that every good thing in our life is given by God and give thanks to God. And part of what we need to do in recognizing this is learn to ask God for the help that we need. In the gospel text today, we have two examples of individuals who did just that. They asked for help when they needed it. Jairus, the ruler of the synagogue, comes to Jesus concerning his sick daughter. And this unnamed woman with an issue of blood comes seeking healing from Jesus. They both were facing issues that were beyond them. Both were facing issues that they couldn't take hold of and do something about. And thus they both come and were right in seeking the help of Christ. Consider first Jairus, who was becoming desperate in his situation. His daughter was sick, and her sickness only seemed to intensify as the time went by. He was naturally concerned for her, and he comes with fervency to Jesus, seeking his help, falling down before him, and besought Jesus to heal her. Before Jesus could do anything, before Jesus made his way to his daughter's side, someone else comes along who's also desperate. This unnamed woman with the issue of blood. She too had that desperation. After all, she had been in this condition for 12 long years. And she had spent her entire life savings on medical help that was all to no avail, all wasted. She tells herself, if she just presses through this crowd and reaches out and takes hold of just the fringe of Christ's garment, it will be enough to grant her healing. And in her desperate search, she does just that. She presses through the crowd that is abundant, that is tightly coming upon Jesus. She presses through and she reached out to Christ and touched his garment, and she was healed. Then Christ, after acknowledging what has taken place and acknowledging the woman's faith, he proceeds on to the home of Jairus. Jairus had all but lost hope at this point because he has received word that his daughter has already died. But nonetheless, he continues the journey home with Christ. And Christ, after he clears the crowd away, he enters in and raises her to life again. But this diligent pursuit of Christ that we see in both of these individuals, Jairus and this unnamed woman, this desperate reaching out for him in a time of need, is a quality to be admired. It's ultimately, in fact, a quality that we should seek after in our own lives, because we too should share in that same kind of diligent pursuit of Christ. When we face issues, when we need help, we should desperately reach out to Christ, who is the one that can help us. Like Jairus, the father of the gospel passage, we all have issues in our lives. It may not be the same issue. It may be something similar. It may be a sick loved one. It may be a financial hardship. It might be an interpersonal conflict. It could be any number of issues or situations that are beyond our control and beyond our ability to do something to fix. And like Jairus, we need to take those issues of concern to Christ himself. It's not for us to assume that we can handle it, that we're strong enough, that we can make it on our own, that we'll figure it out somehow. We need to take it to Christ and request His help. We need to come to Him pleading for His grace in our life, because that's what we need. We need God's intervention in our life. We need, at the very least, God to walk through this with us. And we need to be aware of His presence in our life. The issues in our lives often cause us great distress. We spend a lot of time thinking about what's going on. We spend even more time worrying about the outcome of what's going on. And then we try to keep it all bottled up inside, pretending like things are under control. We attempt to keep it together when, in fact, internally, things are starting to fall apart. It doesn't work. We can only do that for so long. My question this morning is, why keep up such a charade? Why not simply go to Christ, who is our source of wisdom and grace? Why not come to Him and bring our worries, our distress, and simply give it to Him as a burden? Because Christ has volunteered to carry our burdens for us, to share that those things, if we would share those burdens in our life, that He would take them from us. Like the unnamed woman in the gospel text this morning with the issue of blood, we too have our ailments. We may not have a physical ailment such as she had, but certainly we all have spiritual ailments, because the truth of the matter is sin has left its mark upon our lives. We struggle to get through some of the symptoms of sin as we take the steps of repentance. But the truth is, sin weakens us. Sin makes us spiritually ill, and we have our ailments that we need to come to Christ, the great physician, and beg and plead for His intervention in our lives to heal the ailment that we are afflicted by. We need to reach out and take hold of Christ, even as she reached out and took hold of the fringe of Christ's garment. Perhaps this morning we face discouragement because perhaps the ailment of our sin has continued over the course of a number of years, perhaps a dozen years or more, like it was for this woman. That can be discouraging. But like it was for her, so it is for us. There is no solution to be found out there by searching. The solution is right before us, and the solution is found in Christ Himself. The only one who can cure the ailment of sin is Christ, our true God. And we need to push through the obstacles in our life, the crowd, the things in our life that crowd out Christ. We need to push through. We need to find ourselves in a place close enough to Christ that we can reach out and take hold of Him. Christ is the one that can heal us, but we need to reach out to Him. Christ is the one that can free us, but we need to touch Him. Christ is the one that can deliver us, but we have to seek after Him. We have to pursue Him. See, both these individuals possessed an urgency, and they diligently pursued Christ. It's to be admired. It's a quality that we should seek in our lives. We need to develop that same urgency within our lives. Whatever situation we face, we need the wisdom of God to guide us. We need the power of God to help us. Whatever ailment afflicts us, we need the healing power of God to touch us. We need to reach out and take hold of the great physician, Christ our true God. The truth is, we can't do this life on our own. We do need help. The greatest help we need in this life comes not from a source on earth. It comes from above. It comes from Christ our true God. We need to diligently pursue Him, giving Him our burdens, seeking His help when we need it. We need to diligently reach out to Him to find the healing that our soul requires. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.